as to orangeness what a band-aid is to skin tone. It was depressing. It was tepid and timid and anonymous. Nothing resembling seduction occurred. And yet, there, right there, on a plate, was my old love of utterly unthreatening food. Food that declared harmlessness to be its highest aspiration. There was the half-century-old future, the one that didn't in any way come to be. There were the domed cities and self-piloting cars. There were the robots that performed errands and the meals that wafted down from chutes on command. I ate only 2 bites of it, and the second required a bit of effort. This plateful of zombie macaroni and cheese was being tasted, however, in 2012, when the world's economy is collapsing, and the oceans are rising, and religious fanatics are exterminating people for holding irritating opinions. Life in 2012 is not at all what we'd had in mind when I was a kid. So yes, that sad little puddle of wan, jaundice-colored macaroni was comforting. Humans are, after all, mysterious creatures.
Michael Cunningham reliving his childhood favourite American food. At the same time tomorrow, Simon Winchester, who lives on a small farm in New England, tells us how he's committed to baking pies the American way and to sampling all the delicious regional varieties, including the traditional Thanksgiving pumpkin pie. This week's essay is a Corporation for Independent Media production for BBC Radio 3. This is Radio 3, exactly 11 o'clock now, and time for Wednesday's edition of Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Hello again. That was from the first solo record by Dieter Möbius called Tonspuren, which made in 1983 a track there called Etwas. And I'm featuring Möbius's music across the week here on Late Junction. The Band Plus has a new album out. It's called Made Possible. And from that, this is I Want to Feel Good, Part 2. Just admiring the drummer there, though we like all the Band Plus. That's from their new album Made Possible and a track called I Want to Feel Good, Part 2. Now, believe it or not, this next track was recorded in 1909 in what was then known as the city of Tiflis, now Tbilisi in Georgia. This is a song singing the praises of the modern women of the city. I'm feeling sick.
mamba.
Well, from a recording made in Georgia in 1909 to one made in Senegal in 1982, an early recording by Youssou N'Dour. So great to hear that unsophisticated, earthy, early music. His father was a car mechanic and his mother was a singer from a griot tradition, but she'd had to give up singing when she got married. Youssou sang at circumcision parties and he even ran away from home to sing, once selling his shoes to pay for the trip. He became known as the Little Prince of Dakar and he formed a band called Étoile de Dakar, and you heard them there in a number called Aziz. Now, this is music of the Venda community in northern South Africa. It's actually a nursery rhyme asking the birds to clean their beaks and eat together. In the Venda people's culture, the young teenagers build a play village and they teach the little ones about life.
Chibokotela, chibokotela na bolwe, epula kwendi bolwe.
Well, I don't know whether you remember me playing you music by Tremor, who comes from Argentina, quite a while back now. Tremor's a really adventurous musician who uses traditional instruments in an electronic setting. And I hadn't heard from him for a while, and I just found this on a compilation of music from Buenos Aires. And before that, that was a nursery rhyme from the Venda community in South Africa. I remember ages ago at a Wigmore Hall concert in London talking to the very excellent Schamper Quartet, who were working with the amazing singer Eva Bitova. Their former first violin, Pavel Fischer, went on to write music based on Moravian folk songs for the quartet and Eva, including this song. Janko, the young boy, is leading his horses through the river, but while they manage to keep their heads above water, he drowns and his sweetheart runs to the church to ring the bells and call the grave digger. That's music by Brambles, which is the recording name of Mark Dawson, born in Britain, now living in Australia, and a track called Unsayable. Following on from Eva Bitova and the Schkampa Quartet with a setting of a Moravian folk song by the quartet's former first violin, Pavel Fischer. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. And music now from the great Corsican vocal tradition.
Nell'ore di la notte serra sta
Miguel Cesari and a song from Corsica, Ubiadio, which means the voyage. Two trios coming up next tonight, Hong Kong in the 60s, who come from London and Cambridge, and first of all, Troika from their recent album Moxie, a track called Chaplin.
Thank you. مستمعينا الكرام، من أداء عبد الحميد السيد استمعنا إلى ابتهال يا خالقي. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، يحيل موعدكم في الثالثة والنصف مع برنامج النور في المدينة من إخراج هباد الضفيري. فحتى الثالثة والنصف نبقى معكم وهذا الابتهال.
يا مطعم الجنين، يا مطعم الجنين، قبل أن تنبت الأبناء
ψηλά φυτό ζώο, δίχως μια στάλα στοργή. Σ' όσους δίψαν για χήμερες γέρνεις την κούπα σου που είναι πάντα διανή. Και ενώ περνά η νύχτα κατάλευκη, βροχερή σαν Κυριακή, ξέρω γιατί στ' αυτή που σπαράζει χυμάς και γλύφει. Σαν το σκυλί δεν αγαπάς, αφήνεις τους ψήλους σου τους ήχους που φτάνουν από μακριά. Αγρύπνια, κακόφωνο όργανο που αλέθεις των εκλεκτών το σανά. Αγρύπνια, της κόλασης κήτος είναι το φιλί σου φωτιά. Αφήνει μια γεύση από σίδερο που έχουν ξυλώσει από καράβια παλιά. Και ενώ περνά η νύχτα κατάλευκη, βροχερή σαν Κυριακή, ξέρω γιατί στ' αυτή που σπαράζει χυμάς και γλύφεις σαν το σκυλί. Thank you.
The music of Thanasis Papakonstantinou is based on memories of his parents singing traditional music while working in the fields in Greece. That was Agrypnia. Following on from the Rustavi Choir from Georgia, Shenhar Vanahi, You Are the Vine. And two trios, first of all, Hong Kong in the 60s, and first, Troika. That's the trio of Kit Downs, Chris Montagu and Joshua Blackmore. And if you want to catch them live, their next date is the 14th of December in the Queen Elizabeth Hall foyer in London, and that's a free concert. In 1965, the Czech composer Milan Knižák started making music by breaking records, scratching them, punching holes in them, putting glue on them, burning them, and sometimes sticking them back together. This is his Broken Music composition.
Peri per un can che crevavi de fan. Me muovo all'ustal per demandare a madame che me baglie de pa. Madame, me vulghe pai baglia de pa, san canghessi de mandare la sclausa musi. Mandare la sclausa musi. Mandare la sclausa musi.
Madame, mo buia pace la sclau de musi anche li trova musi perché mi pari la sclau mes che musi buia pace si pau de cor de brau con burger pace e se pao de po de prato
oh maramo mes lava con burger pace e se pao de po de prato anche ritruva lo prato perché mi vali a so derbo mes che lo prato burger pace e se pao de ferre d'aglie
mes che lo prato burger pace e se pao de ferre d'aglie anche ritruva lo fame mi pagli di dargli il bello fabbri buche pa senza il pao dell'arte po
oh maramo
da grande casse anche ritrovano casse perché mi pagli da gran me lo casse buche pa senza un po' di pendema
That's La Talvera, who come from the Occitan region of France, following the Czech composer Milan Knižák's Broken Music composition. And is it just me, or is that interesting but sometimes slightly frustrating when you want to home in on one of those clips for more than just a split second? This is The Incredible String Band now, and Nightfall.
Nightfall, river of night flow through me, washing thoughts of the day on your waters away. For the morrow that dawns never knew me. Nightfall folding her dark locks around you, her eyes they have found you, would show you this new dream they're holding. Thank you. and I'll give you my eyes for the colors that rise as time's echoes reflect on your water. Thank you.
Manu Katché from his new album, a track there called Bliss. Born in Paris, he was a pianist, first of all, and only switched to drums when he went to study at the Paris Conservatoire. Joining him there, Tore Brunborg on sax, Nils-Petter Molva on trumpet, and Jim Watson playing Hammond. And they followed the incredible string band and Nightfall from 1968. In 1980, Michael Harrison went to New York to study with Lamont Young, whose well-tuned piano, or at least part of it, I played you yesterday. He became Young's exclusive tuner for the piece, and he performed it at a 30-year retrospective concert. Harrison went on to modify an instrument that was to become his harmonic piano, capable of playing 24 notes per octave. From his piece, From Ancient Worlds, this is the Aeolian Harp. Before I leave you with the sound of the gamelan from Sabatu in Indonesia, recorded in 1991. Thanks for your company tonight. Till tomorrow. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and a warm welcome to Through the Night from me, Nicola Hall. And for the next couple of hours, we visit the 2011 BBC Proms at a concert featuring the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Donald Runnicles. Later we'll be hearing the Symphony No. 2 by Brahms, but first a world premiere by contemporary British composer Robin Holloway. He began his fifth concerto for orchestra in 2009. He describes the five-movement work as being very abstract and taking inspiration from the emotional sensation of colours. He says it starts with absolute saturation of black, rising of the sap green, then all colours of the rainbow, blues, lilacs and purples, and ends with a blaze of scarlet.
Thank you. Thank you.